Okay, I'd like to share with you a word on the parasha, and then a word as we prepare for Shavuos. I opened up Rav Druk's Sefer on Chukaisai, and he says something that plugged into an old word of mine, which I'd like to tell you. And if you remind me, I'll tell you what he says also afterwards. But Rav Druk brings from the Rekeach that in the first 11 psukim of the parasha, which are the psukim of Bechukaisai Teleichu, the psukim of Skar, every letter of the Aleph Beis appears except for the letter Samach. That's the observation. Every letter of the Aleph Beis appears in those 11 psukim except for the letter Samach. I remember that the same idea is said regarding Bereishis, from Bereishis Bara Elokim through the whole 7 days of creation, the end of Vayechulu. Also, every letter of the Aleph Beis appears except for the letter Samach. Coincidence. The Psukim in the Torah begin with any of the letters in the Aleph Beis. In the whole Torah, I think, you can catch me on this if you can, there are only two psukim that begin with the letter Samach. In the whole almost 6,000 psukim of the Torah, there are only two psukim that begin with the letter Samach. One is by the Egel, and one is by the Meraglim. Soru Meher Min Aderech. And Slachno Lavayna Mezeh. I think those are the two psukim, if I recall correctly. One by the Eagle and one by the Meraglim. There's something going on with this Samach. I'm finding it in. Another thing that's highly unusual is that by the Kinnis of Tisha B'Av, the Kinnis that we say by day begin with Tsuru, with a Samach. But it's more than that. It's part of a piyut that has six sentences for each letter. Six with samach, six with ayin, six that begin with ayin, six with pei. But it doesn't go from aleph to nun. It just starts with samach. You said piyutim. Right? Piyutim either go from tough to aleph, or aleph to tough. A very strange thing that the first piyut of kinnah, the first kinnah of Tisha B'Av begins suru. And it's six lines with a samach, six with an ayin, six with a pei, and it goes to the end. Vaita, a very very queer highlighting of the samach. I told you till now, so I told you four things. It could be coincidence. Maybe you could find something with an ayin or a pei too. But that no samach in Bechu Kaisai, no samach in the beginning of the Torah, and the two psukim that begin with samach, something negative, obviously, about this whole samach, these four things. But now I read you a medrash. This is not a coincidence. This is a lashon ha-medrash in the Yalkut, Yalkut Shemayni and Bereishis Perek Beis. It's on the pasuk when Chava is created. I'm going to read you word for word. If you say it over at the Shabbos table tonight, you don't have to say it word for word. You can adjust it. But it says the following. It's going to the Pasuk. When Chava is created, it says, Vayikach achas mitzaloisa, vayiskabasa tavtenem. Hashem took one of the parts of Adam and attached the flesh to it. So the Medrash says the following. Mitchilas ha-sefer va'ad kan enksiv samach. From the beginning of Bereishis till vayiskabasa tavtenem, there's no samach. Kimon shenivras chava nivra sotom. Spelled here with a samach. Sotom. Kimon shenivras chava nivra sotom. So that itself is unusual, but not finished. Im yaymalacha adam, who has saiveh is called eretz hachavila. Some will tell you there's an earlier samach. When it talks about the four rivers, it says Nahar Pishain, the Ha'achas, the first one is Pishain, who has Soivei v'seretz Chavila. Right? That's a Samach, who has Soivei. Emorloi, the answer is, B'naharais ha'kasav medaber. That's talking about rivers. Someone explained Teretz to me. I'm telling you, the first Samach is by Chava. You're going to ask me a kasha. It says the same as a chavila. Yeah, that's talking about rivers. Right. Like I'll tell you, the first ches is Chava. Ah, you'll find me other cheses. That's talking about this, talking about that. Like, it's not the first Samach, right? The first Samach is a chavila. This is a riddle, a total riddle. And I brought it to read it to you because, I would say you wouldn't believe me, it says it, but you know I always say things accurately. But just in case you'd have doubts, the Lashon of the Yalkut Shemayni in Bereshis Beis, it's Eischof Gimel in the Yalkut. So I'd like to share with you a machshava that I heard. I'm not sure who I heard it from originally. I think it was Rav Moshe Shapiro. He gave shiurim in Ar Sameach and Tashin Ches quite a number of years ago. I think he said this yisayit. He didn't mention Bechukai Yisai, which I see here for the first time. But he mentioned this Medrash and some of the other things I mentioned. So he said the following yisayit. We know that all the Oisis HaTorah have Ramazim within them. Everything's Meramis to something. And he said the following idea. He said that when a person takes a pen and makes a line, the line can end up anywhere. It could turn up, it could turn down, it could go left, it could go right. A line of any shape can go in any direction. All the possibilities are there. When you take a pen and you make a circle, however big it is, or small it is, or squiggly it is, but one thing is for sure, it ends up where it started. When you take a pen and you make a circle, like a samach, whatever you do, you end up where you started, because that's how you write a circle. That's how you write a samach. In the Gashmiyistika world, in the physical world, the world, Hashem made a world of cycles, of circles. The Bria nature is a nature of cycles that come back. The weather is a cycle. The planets travel in orbits and circles. By definition, that's what nature is. Nature is a repetitive cycle. Some big cycles, some small cycles. It's a cycle. The earth gives out food, the food comes back as waste, then it fertilizes the ground, and it comes again. Water evaporates, it goes up to Shemayim, and it comes down again. Chazal knew it, the Gemara in Erevin says that the water comes from the Atlantic, most of the rainwater comes from the Atlantic Ocean. That's what the Gemara says. Most of it, because it evaporates and comes back down. It's a cycle. The Gashmiyistika world is a cycle. It's not going anywhere. It's just doing the same thing again and again. That's the physical world. In the spiritual world, it's pathetic if a person is going in a circle. If a person, spiritually, is just always coming back to where he was, it's like it's a sad existence. It's like an existence of getting up, going to work, spending your money, and going to sleep and getting up. It's the same thing over and over. It's like the existence of insects. What do insects do? You saw one insect, you've seen them all. Right? What do ants do? They're doing the same thing today that they did, when they got out of the teva from Nayach. It's just the same existence over. It's a cycle of existence. The letter Samach is a symbol of a purposeless existence. A purposeless existence. The Gashmiyistika world doesn't have a purpose for itself. There's no purpose be'etzem in the Gashmiyistika world. Somebody once asked the Baal Sefer HaBris. Baal Sefer HaBris, I'm talking about the end of the Rishayim. He asked him if it's possible that this life in a different planet. So he answered him that if there's life on a different planet, it has to be for Tayela Sa'adam. It might be, might not be. But the Bria by itself is purposeless. Its only purpose is to be an instrument for human beings to be able to improve themselves. If they're human beings, I don't know. My purpose is not the idea of life in outer space, but the idea that the Gashmiyistika world is just repetitive, repeats itself. The Ruchniyistika world is a world in which the circle has to be broken. The circle of doing the same, again, being the same struggles. The person has to break it and be able to reach higher, and be able to reach to a higher level. That's the goal of our existence in the world, and not to just the same over and over. People by nature are very comfortable where they are. Very comfortable where they are. I've observed a long time ago that by Yidden, pretty much the society, the social structure of Jews in the world is such that the Reform Jews feel very comfortable there in middle. There are people who have no religion at all, and people who are very religious, and they're comfortable smack in the middle. Conservative Jews, so then our Gairis, they are the ones who are not affiliated, they say, conservatives, we're right in the middle. We have Orthodox on the right, Reform on the left, we're just right. Smack in the middle. Like Goldilocks with the porridge, right? Just right. So modern Orthodox Jews, they feel they're just right. You have people who are not from at all on the left. You have people who are extreme religious on the right, and they're just right, you know, smack in the middle. The yeshiva people, we're not going to reform conservative, we're just right, right? We have modern Orthodox to the left, chassidim, extreme to the right. So, you know, we're just right, we're smack in the middle. You see, most chassidim are not going to modern Orthodox. So they're in the middle, they have the yeshiva velt on their left, and satmar on their right, you always need someone on your right. And they're just right. You're like, it's only Satmar that's willing to say, you know, I'm all out. You know, nobody on my, I don't want anybody on my right. You know, they're willing to say it. Everyone else has a certain comfort level. This is where I am, and I'm comfortable, and you know, it hurts to change. And the whole idea of Ruchnius is to be better. I have a friend. A number of years ago, I mentioned this observation about Jews in a shir. He called me in the summer. He said, "Remember you said that?" I said, "Of course I remember. The stories I remember, the different Torah, I have a hard time with." So he told me that when I said it, it bothered him. What's wrong with being in the middle? Why do you have to be the right middle? What's wrong? So he told me then there was a Yarche Kala in Lakewood. And a friend told him, if you go to the Yarche Kala. So he said he told him, you know, I'm not a Yarche Kala people. You know, they have people who don't learn at all, and people go to Yarche Kala, and you know, I'm Kanaitim. And after he said it, he remembered that I had mentioned that it's ridiculous. That's a reason. Either it's Kedai to go, it's not Kedai to go. So he went. Which means at least one drasha of mine was worthwhile. Yeah. But this is the idea of the Samach. The idea of the Samach, someone's not willing to break away a certain comfort level. And he could do better. He could do much better. But human beings have this this insecurity of a certain comfort level. They'll do anything to just stay in the cocoon, to stay exactly where they are. And they don't want to break away from it. It drags a person down. It drags a person down. Yeah. Mashal Mahadava Daima. Somebody had got a thorn in his arm, and it hurts him. But he realizes taking it out is going to hurt more. They're going to have to dig. So he figures, why should I do something that hurts more? I can do something that hurts less. He leaves it in. He goes to sleep at night. He turns on that arm. It's very painful. So he figures, he'll wrap it in a piece of cloth. He'll get some gauze, and he'll make a padding. So he goes to sleep at night. It won't bother him. He wraps it in the pan. He goes out, it's raining. The gauze is going to get wet. Pain in the neck. To change it all the time. So he figures he'll get some plastic sheeting and he'll put it over the gauze. So, yeah. It's good. But then he has a meeting, an office meeting. It looks terrible. Plastic sheeting around your arm. He figures he'll get himself some type of draped clothing that'll cover his arm that no one will see it, you know. Then he has a problem when he goes out, it's going to rain on this draped clothing and he can't take it off. He gets himself a very big umbrella.
he has no problem.
So he has a problem. When he goes home, this big umbrella doesn't fit in the door. So he tells his wife, you know, we've got to get a contractor. We have to change the door. His wife says, okay. Always happy to get a contractor. You know, you change the door, you've got to change the windows too. Right. The point is, we do that kind of thing. Like, just pull out the thorn in the first place. And you won't have to compensate with all your struggles along the way if you're just willing to do it in the first place. We have a comfort level. The comfort level is the cycle. The question is, what's Shevin the Yalkut? It has to do with V'yizkor Basa Tachtena. So again, I'm repeating it, but I can't say exactly, but I think you said the following. Marriage, the fact is, marriage is an anchor. Marriage, when a person gets married, he decides, I'm holding at a certain level. You have to find a partner at that level. And, you know, for all the talk about still growing and getting better and all, but marriage is an anchor. That's the fact. People need anchors. You go from yeshiva world out to working, you know, we're worried about falling. The anchor prevents a person from falling. But it has this tzad satin shabai that also prevents a person from growing. A certain anchor when you get married. You know, you get married, you're not going to come home one day and tell your wife, you know, I decided that's it, I'm dropping it, I'm going to Meir Shearim, and something wrong with you if you do that. You're not going to make major changes, that's just the nature of it. The nekuda of the samach is this nekuda. Now, marriage is part of life, is that he's an anchor. The person gets married, he anchors himself to a certain degree. But to be stuck in that samach, now, with this explanation, the Lashon of the Yalkut is beautiful. It says, V'yizkor Basa Tachtena, that's the Samach. In Taimar, it says, Hu Asayve V'seretz HaChavila. Teretz is Hasim V'Naharis K'siv. Naharis are supposed to be cycles. No chiddush that is a Samach. When you talk about the way a river flows, that's the whole cycle of nature. The cycle of nature is that way. But here, by human beings, it's a Samach, that's the chiddush. Samach by human beings. That's a symbol of something negative. Maaseh Bereishis, there's no Samach. God didn't create human beings to be in a Samach existence. Because Rachel created Adam in the beginning to be in Gan Eden. The Samach existence, it's a negative. There may be something positive about it. It means the person's not falling. But it's a sad existence to just go on the same. A person has to look for ways in which to be more, to be better. A person has to look for it on a constant basis. That's the symbol of the Samach. The symbol of the Samach, in B'chukosei Teilechu, there's no Samach. The B'chukosei Teilechu is free of Samachs. B'chukosei Teilechu, all these brachas, they're like Maaseh Bereishis, they're going to eat in brachas, they're without the Samach. That Samach existence, so it hurts me to see in people, in intelligent people, just the same old, they can't break from it. They can't break away from it. I see them have a story about, I'm very good with the names, was it called the Yaakov Yosef, right? Rabbi Yaakov Yosef is the one who wrote the Baal Shem Tov Shtiklus Torah. The Tov Yaakov Yosef, that's where the Baal Shem Tov Torahs are written. He didn't write anything. Well, we don't have anything from him. This Yaakov Yosef came to visit. He wasn't a chassid. All the ones who excelled started off not chassidim, it seems. The whole world was not chassidim. But he went to visit. He heard about the Baal Shem Tov. He went to visit the Baal Shem Tov. So when he was in the Baal Shem Tov's house, in his apartment, a guy knocked on the door. The guy was a poor guy. He was just looking for work. So he knocked on the door. He said, I'm a handyman. Do you have anything to fix? So Baal Shem Tov said, no. So he said, it's not true. You do have something to fix. You just don't want to. That's what the guy said to him. So Baal Shem Tov turned to this Rabbi Yaakov Yosef. He said, he's talking to you. Baishlam said to him, talking to you. You do have something to fix, you just don't want to. So he said, come on, you know. He was coming around looking to fix things. He wasn't coming for me. You know, so he finished. So he went out. He's going in the street outside the house, heading his way. And there was a guy pushing a cart of apples. And the cart of apples toppled over. And the guy called to him. He said, hey, help me pick up my apples. So he said, help the guy pick up his apples. He said, I can't. I have to go. So the guy said, you can. You just don't want to. So, okay, two messages already. So that's the Hasidish story of how he became, wrote the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. The message, you can, you just have to want to. The message, a good message even if you're not Hasidish. It's a good message any which way. Anyway, this is the idea. I told you if you remind me, I'll tell you what Rav Druk says. You remember to remind me? Rav Druk has a totally different... He brings actually from the Rekach. There's no Samachs here. He says, Birchas Kayanim has 60 letters. Yerech Hashem Yishmerecha, Yar Hashem Panev Lechinecha, Yisrael Hashem Panev Lecha. Yosem Lecha Shalayim, which doesn't have a Samach in it either, by the way. But it's 60 letters. So, where Rav Druk explains it, he says, Brachis come im b'chu kaisei teleichu. If you'll do the chuvah, if you'll keep the Torah, and you'll be amelim in Torah, you get schar. But there's no samach to be meramis that birchas kayanim is a bracha above imbuchu kaisei teleichu. It's beli tonight. The bracha birchas kayanim is without it tonight. It comes no matter what. Birchas kayanim is a bracha even if you don't deserve it. A person gives the bracha. God is a judge. The Baruch Hashem judges people. You want a bracha? I'll judge you. The Baruch Hashem told the human being to give you a bracha. The human being's not supposed to judge people. The human being's bracha, the Birchas Kayanim, that's an unconditional bracha. So that's why, that's the remez of there not being a samach. Not quite the same shtickle tire as I was saying. But it's interesting, he brings from Shemazam and Arbach a psak, on a case that'll never come up, and he brings the psak for the Rishim Shabbai. That if you middle Shemina Esrei, and the Chazan says Kaddish and Kedusha, you're supposed to be quiet and listen. You all know that, right? Middle Shemina Esrei, Chazan says Kaddish and Kedusha, you're quiet and you listen to Shemaya Kainim. Shlomo Zalman said that if Kainim are duchening, and something like that would happen, it would be a Kaddish or a Kedusha, there would be no din that they should stop and listen. Because Birchas Kainim, you're not mafsik for anything. Birchas Kainim, it's Layla, you're not mafsik for anything. Brings it down as a nekuda in this idea of the chesidus of Birchas Kayanim and why we don't Ashkenazim don't duchen bizman hazeh is a mystery, and at least Mechutz La'aretz, even Eretz Yisrael Ashkenazim don't duchen in the whole north they don't duchen. I was in 1996, I was in Eretz Yisrael with a camp, and we went to Tzfas for an overnight. And the next day we went into one of the shuls to daven. So there were like 20 Tzfas Yidden and 60 of us Americans. So we didn't know you don't duchen. But this is typical Eretz Yisrael, right? So I don't know how many kainim we had, 7 or 8 kainim. They all went to wash. They all went up on the bima with a talus. Not one Israeli said a word to him. So but Phil gets to Luchan Elohidus, they stick out their hands. But Phil says, okay, look how they say, no. They're waiting. And then he just says, Yerav Shem Yishmerecha, Yerav Shem Panev Lecha. Imagine the pie on their face. They turned around, they didn't know what happened. And they walked down. So since then I remember that in Tzfas they don't duch it. Although I imagine the Tzfar didn't do it. In Tzfas they don't duch it. A lot of parts of the world don't duch it. Ashkenazim. The reason is something of a mystery. As to why we don't duchen, I think it's known, the Aruch HaShulchan brings, that the Gra tried to reinstitute duchening. And he brings when a Shemayim Mikvu, from Shemayim they stopped him. The first time they were supposed to start on a Sunday, the duchening in Vilna, and the Matzah Shabbos, the Gra was taken to jail. Part of the fighting with the Chassidim, everyone was able to go to jail then. At that period of time, Eretz Yisrael was under the Turks. It was against the law to send money to Eretz Yisrael. there's no Rav in Lito or Russia that didn't send money to Eretz Yisrael. So he ended up in jail, and it didn't happen. The second time he tried, there was the great fire in Vilna. They were supposed to start also one morning. That night, there was a fire that burned down half of Vilna. So they didn't try a third time. So we don't dochen. Svardim dochen. The bracha in the dochening, and that's his, Rav Druk's take on the Samach, is this, this nekuda. Alright, so you have two veritlach on, one veritlach, but thoughts on this topic. Okay, let's talk about Shavuos. Shavuos is coming. Laibaimer is the third of Svira. Agav, I want to tell you a halacha. All the heterim of Svira start Laibaimer morning. All the heterim begin Laibaimer morning, not the night before. The Ramah says that you're allowed to shave Friday when Laibaimer is Sunday of Kavod Shabbos, but you can listen to music today. All the heterim start Laibaimer morning, which means that there shouldn't be anybody playing music Matzah Shabbos. Why are they playing music? The answer is that there are different minhagim in how to count the 33 days. Those who follow the Ari, Minig Ari, they hold Lag Ba'omer is a mutter day, and they count the 33 days except for Lag Ba'omer Shabbos and the Yemei Hagbalah. They have 33 days they hold as us. So for them, those who follow Minig Ari, the whole Lag Ba'omer is mutter, night and day. For them, music and dancing is mutter. For those of us, almost all Ashkenazim, are only noyig till Lag Ba'omer, and after Lag Ba'omer, we hold shaving is mutter the rest of the time. Music is mutter. For us, music is also and dancing is also tomorrow night. Those are Shabbos. Very strange thing that it became the style to have music. I'm telling you, it didn't exist. When I was a boy, it didn't exist. Even not such ancient times, you know. It's all in the last period of time that it exists. In Eretz Yisrael, it's fast, Yerushalayim, but they kept Minig Ari. It existed the night before. It didn't exist. I remember last year, starts Mikzas Hayom Kekulai on Lag Ba'omer day. On regular Lag Ba'omer, you don't take a haircut the night before. See, there are different ways of counting 33. Most Ashkenazim count 33 days from the first day of the Yomer to the 33rd. And Mikzas Hayom Kekulai on the 33rd, it's Mutter. There are some who count from Rosh Chodesh Iyar 33 days. Dari counts 33 days. He takes the 49 days and takes off the days of Pesach, the days of Shabbos, right, the first 6 or 7 days. And then you have another 6 Shabbosim, and the Shoshim Hagbala, and Lag Ba'omer. So you get 16 days. So they take off those 16 days. For them, Lag Ba'omer is totally mutter. So it's really a little of a mishmash, this whole thing that they're doing. Remember last year there was a meeting of Rabbanim sometime after Lag Ba'omer, and everyone said next year we'll put it in the paper just to tell people you can dance, but you know you have to know you can't listen to music the rest of the Sefirah. So I forgot about it, so everybody else. I was looking at my notes, I see I made a copy. Rav Karelitz has such a hazhara that I made a copy of. An hazhara that those who want to listen to music the night before have to be noyig the Minig Ari and the Osan music from Lamed Aleph till the Shosh Simei Hagbalah. It's one minig or another, not both. So, you know, what am I going to tell you? It says Shulchan Aruch, you know, I personally don't care if people keep this minig or that minig, but...
Why is my going to wedding?
So Ramesha writes that if there's a wedding not in your time, the mitzvah mi-misamei achasen overrides the iser. He says more. So if someone gets married before Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Sheva Brachas is after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, which is also Lekuli Alma, you're allowed to dance by the Sheva Brachas because being misamei achasen akala overrides the spheres. That's a different question.
So
do you do bonfire by day? Okay. Anyway, this is the this is my horror. Take it or leave it. It's not the word I wanted to say. I wanted to tell you a word regarding Shavuos, a machshava. If you put brisket rubs together, sometimes you realize that it's one mahal. So I want to tell you a brisket rub from Pesach and a brisket rub from Shavuos. You'll all chap how it fits together. On Pesach, I mentioned to you, we had in Hilchus Dinei Eved Ivri, a verse from Reb Chaim, you had two dinim in an Eved Ivri. That an Eved Ivri has to work, one din of an Eved Ivri. And the other Reb Chaim called, remember? The Cheftza Shal Eved Ivri. He said, besides you have to work, when you don't have to work, you're still an Eved Ivri. You can't go on a vacation, you can't go where you want. There are rules about being married. There's a chetzah shel eved ivri, and the fact that you have to work. That Reb Chaim says in the Reb Chaim al Hashems. The Brisker Rav has a vart. It's printed very beautifully in the Brisker Haggadah by Gal Yisrael, by the Bracha Gal Yisrael. It's in the Grizal Torah B'Kitzer. Now, when the Yin left Mitzrayim, there were also two dinim in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Is not working anymore. That they stop working and never works. They work very hard, they stop working. And then they were Avde Parai, they became Ois Avde Parai. The Gemara says, Avde Hashem, but why Avde Parai? So there are two aspects. He said that it fits in whenever we mention Yitzis Mitzrayim, we mention two things. Asher Yitzisonu Me'er Yitzisrayim, Uftisonu Me'Beis Avodim. Two aspects. We went out of Mitzrayim, we don't work anymore. Uftisanu, the word pidyon is a change in status. Right? Pidyon ma'aseh sheni, pidyon hegdish. Uftisanu became ois chefetz shel eved, we became into avdei Hashem. So there are two aspects. There's the work aspect, and there's the chefetz of the person change. The person is a gavra, but Chaim calls him the chefetz. But the chefetz shel eved changed. That's the idea of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah Paska Avodah Me'Avisenu B'Mitzrayim, that they stopped working 6 months before they went out. And the Iker Simcha of Yitzhak Mitzrayim is the change in the status of the person. I saw the Brisker Rav quoted, says it's from the Grizal Torah. I looked quickly, I didn't see it there. But a similar idea regarding Kabbalah Satorah. And I'll be magnet. How many times did Moshe go up Har Sinai in Chodesh Sivan? I'm not talking he went up after the Eagle. In Chodesh Sivan, how many times did Moshe go up? So most people grow up with the idea that Moshe went up once. He went up once, he came down 40 days later. It's not true. If you look at the end of Mishpatim, Moshe Rabbeinu went up once for Kabbalah Satorah. And he went up with all the rules of Hagdel Sahar until the Shaifa blew. And then he came down. At the end of Mishpatim, it describes how Yeshua walked him up the second time. Second time, it wasn't a whole big parade. Moshe Rabbeinu went up again, and he stayed there 40 days, and he came down with the Luchas. Why go up twice? Why was it twice? The answer is that in Kabbalah Satorah, there are two things. One is the information of Torah, the instructions of Torah, from the Aseret HaDibros till the Kol Meshech Tamid Devasi Gosel L'Schadish. There's the information of Torah that took 40 days. Moshe Rabbeinu got the information, the instructions of Torah over 40 days. What happened that morning, the morning of going up? The morning they went up, it was a Kabbalah Satorah. It was a Kabbalah Sa'ilah Torah. It was an accepting Nasa B'Nishma. That's what it was. It was to accept upon oneself a Shinui in the Gavra, in who you are. We call it Kedushas Yisrael. Yichus Yisrael they had. And that day they got Kedushas Yisrael. The Kedusha of Klal Yisrael came with the Kabbalah Sa'il. Klal Yisrael was Makabal the Oil Torah on the first day. And that happened. On the first Goliath. So there are two parts to Kabbalah Satorah. There's the, like, you're an Eved, you have instructions. There's the instructions part, that's the 40-day. And then there's the Kabbalah Sa'il. always ask the kasha, it's disturbing. Why do we celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan? Vav Sivan flopped. It was a failure. The eagle came. The lufas were broken. Right, there's a big grand Kabbalah Satira. And Moshe Rabbeinu came down and broke the lufas. And then, 40 days, he begged the Rabbeinu Shalom, he went up again, Rosh Chodesh Elul, for the second 40 days. We should have Shavuos, Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's always disturbing. It's like a person gets married, the marriage doesn't work, he gets divorced. Then, he and his former wife, they spend 40 days becoming friends again, they get married a second time. So they're going to celebrate the first marriage. They're going to celebrate. First marriage that flopped. We should celebrate that we got together again. So it seems to be a plea at face value why we celebrate Shavuos on the day that was a failure. But the answer is, there were two things. What happened that day was Kedushas Yisrael, the Kabbalah's oil of Klal Yisrael. That wasn't a failure. That was a one-day deal. The 40-day deal, the teaching the Torah, that flopped. Moshe Rabbeinu had to go up again. But it doesn't take away from the fact that the Kabbalah's oil was a Kabbalah's oil. It became a different Chefetz Shel Klal Yisrael on that day. Rav Schwab says something that fits beautifully. Rav Schwab has a biur, it's in Parashas Toskanon. Why Klal Yisrael slept late the morning of Kabbalah Satayr? It's a plea. Right? It says, Vayetze Moshe, Zatrashi, Moshe had to go wake them up. Had to wake up Klal Yisrael. You know, a few people overslept, I understand. Klal Yisrael oversleeps the day. It's like a major plea. Rav Schwab suggests the following. He says the following. It says, Klal Yisrael knew that Nevuah is b'chaloyim adabravai. Nevuah comes the bitul irrigation. A person, Sefer Moshe Rabbeinu, who was mekabel Nevuah awake, everybody else is mekabel Nevuah b'chaloyim adabravai. Klal Yisrael was told, you're going to get the Torah on this day. The Havana was that it's begeder Nevuah. It's going to come begeder Nevuah. Now, however that fits with going to Arsina, I don't know. But the desire for Nevuah was what Klal Yisrael wanted. And it wasn't a stira to staying in bed. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're making a mistake. You're making a mistake. This is not about information. It's not about instructions. Instructions, I'm going to go up and I'll bring it down 40 days later. That's not what this is about. This is about Kabbalah soil. This is about being a Kabbalah tyrant. Being mekabel to be such a chefza, such a god, to be somewhat, right? And then Moshe Rabbeinu went up. He came down 40 days later with all the instructions. And he taught Klal Yisrael. So that Kabbalah Satayr has two aspects. Now you know why guys sleep late in the morning. They want to be mekabel the nevuah. No, stereotypes. The idea that Matan Torah has two parts to it. There's the information of Limud HaTorah, the instructions of Limud HaTorah. And then there is the Kabbalah's oil, the Kabbalah's oil that Klal Yisrael did that day. My hergish is that the staying up at night is not for the learning. You still have to learn. The argument can be made. You know, sleep at night, you learn more by day. You can make an argument. But that's not a Kabbalah soil. A Kabbalah soil is pushing yourself. A Kabbalah soil is a Kabbalah soil that they fail to appreciate when they slept. Matan Torah has two parts to it. It has a Kabbalah soil, acceptance of oil. Kabbalah soil is not, yeah, I want to. No. You take out a siddur, turn to Pirkei Avos Perek Vav, look at the 48 things that Torah is nicknas ban, and pick one. Pick one of the 48 things to work on. Take something. You know, it has Miyachena there. There's a lot of other things. Take something to work on. What do you mean work on? Kabbalah soil. I mean, you got to take something. It's a menu, 48 different choices you can take. The Kabbalah Satayra is a Kabbalah soil. And then there's the information, the instructions of Torah, which is the paramount. If you don't, somebody with Kabbalah soil not learn Torah, he has nothing. He has nothing. But without the Kabbalah soil, it's also missing. This is a hergish which matches the Brisker Rav's Yisayid, the two parts of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the two parts of Kabbalah Satayra. One is the action, the information, the thing a person has to accept upon himself. And the other is to be a different person, the Kabbalah style, it's an Avaida, a big Avaida. That, I wish everyone a wonderful Lag Boimer. Hope to see you all here in Yitzhak Hashem bright and early. And Yitzhak Hashem, the only difference in Yeshiva Lag Boimer is that no one could park in the yard because they burn wood there.